Jeremy Collar likes alternative protein foods because he thinks the world may not be able to produce enough meat in the future. Collar is head of Collar Capital, a financial investment service. It has been investing in technology companies, especially those developing products to take the place of meat. Businesses are using science to study the molecular structure of meat and other animal products, such as cheese and eggs. Researchers think that it is possible to recreate the taste and the way these foods feel in your mouth by using plants like soybeans, peas, and beets. Collar says the earth is running out of land farmers can use to raise cattle and other animals for food. Two companies exploring alternative protein foods are Beyond Meat and Hampton Creek. Josh Tetrick started Hampton Creek. His company uses robots to study plants from all over the world. If the plants have the same building blocks as some proteins, they might one day be used in food products, like a plant-based butter, mayonnaise, or even cake.
We're able to identify relationships between what we see on a molecular level and whether it causes a cake to rise or it makes a mayo taste good or whether it binds a cookie together or makes a nice creamy butter.
Chris Jones is head of product development at Hampton Creek. Jones compared what he does to walking on the moon.
We're doing things that no one's ever done before, so it's challenging.
Jim Flatt is the company's chief of research and development. He said recent progress in technology has made their work possible. Josh Tetrick believes fewer people will go hungry if businesses like his produce more high-protein foods made from plants. Products from Hampton Creek are sold at stores in the United States, Mexico, and Hong Kong. Many people love to eat hamburgers, but they are not interested in eating a burger made from soybeans. But what if the beans looked and tasted like real red meat? That is what Beyond Meat is exploring. Beyond Meat uses protein from soy and yellow peas. It uses beets for the red color usually found in beef. The food scientists look at the structures of meat and then look for plants with a similar structure. Ethan Brown, the founder of Beyond Meat, said his company is trying to replicate animal muscle. Years ago, many people in Asia, Africa, and India did not eat much meat. But Brown said that is changing. I don't think as a globe we can afford that, he said. Beyond Meat sells its patty products in Hong Kong and the U.S. Tetrick of Hampton Creek said the biggest issue in the alternative protein business is clear. How do we figure out a way to make food healthier that's more sustainable, to actually taste good, that's actually affordable for everyone? I'm Dan Friedell.